Welcome back to the Pondercast. We're so glad you're with us again this morning or today. Stay tuned as we share with you another encouraging Pondercast. Please share, subscribe, and let us know what you think about this Pondercast. Today we're going to be talking about encouragement. That's right, encouragement, and how it fits into our lives. Well, of course, it fits in perfectly, doesn't it? We all need it. How many of us can recall times when people have said cruel things about us? I'm sure every one of us can. And when we remember those cruel things only, what is our life? It's miserable, isn't it? It's not fun. And you know, all it takes is one person to criticize us and it tears us down and creates this problem, this hurt in our lives, and it's difficult to deal with. And we need encouragement, both you and I. That's why we journey along together in this Pondercast, and this is what it's about, encouragement. You know, Psalm 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my strength and my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" I think there's something there for us today. I think that we struggle with this kind of issue. And you and I, we can get through this. And here's how. And I'm going to share with you a few basic things that maybe you've thought of, or maybe you haven't. And so these might be not new to you, these might be new to you, but here's some guides, here's some prescriptions, if you will. I've got my prescriptions right here. Let me just shake the bottle for you. Yep, there's my prescriptions, and I'm going to prescribe to you some sources of encouragement right now. The first thing I think that we need in terms of encouragement is this. And here's where the rubber meets the road. You have to filter out certain things in your life. Filter out the negative. Maybe we have struggled with this stuff for so long that it's become so ingrained into the very fiber of who we are. We have to empty out those negative things. And sometimes we may even have to seek out counseling to help us do it. So the prescription number one is to empty out the negative things in our lives. And sometimes we have to filter out even friendships, those that are toxic to our souls. You know the kind of friendships I'm talking about. Every time you get together, it's negative. You don't feel, you know, filled. You don't feel nourished by this relationship. There's always some connotation of need or of manipulation, and it's not healthy. You have to filter out the negative. That's prescription number one. Prescription number two goes hand in hand. And here it is. Fill your life. It's kind of obvious. Now get ready for it. Are you ready? Here's the life-impacting thing. Fill your life with the positive. That's right. I need to have something here to help me with this. Hang on a second. We need to fill our lives with the positive.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
That's right. Look on the bright side of life. It's a satire, of course, from Monty Python, Life of Brian. But in reality, we have to look on the bright side of life, don't we? We have to seek out those positive things in our life that reinforces our faith. You know that the Lord is your light, that the Lord is with you. Do we really intrinsically recognize it, though? You know it. Heart knowledge is not the same thing as head knowledge. If you know something in your head, but you don't feel it in your heart, it's not going to penetrate and eradicate the negative. Psalm 138:3 says, in the day of the Lord, I cried out, you answered me. Who? God answered. He answered me and made me bold with strength in my life. You have to filter out the negative and fill your life with the positive. We have to. We need to be mindful of those old traps that come up from time to time, and they can bombard us. They can bombard us with all sorts of things in our lives, and it is like an explosion of our lives. That's right, exploding everywhere around us. And we can see that in our lives sometimes, those explosions in and around us. Be mindful of those old traps. Be mindful of the way we used to live and how we live now, or how we're supposed to live. Because if we allow those traps, those explosions to go off in our lives, we've fallen back into the negative. Fill your life with the positive. Here's another thing. That's prescription number two. Prescription number three is to surround yourself with encouragers. That might seem like the same thing as fill your life with positive. And it, in a sense, it is, but it's one step further. You can read all the self-help books you can. You can do all these positive thinking type of mantras in your life. But if you don't surround yourself with encouragers, those things are not always going to last. And we need the Barnabases in our lives. You remember Barnabas, an apostle of Jesus, sent with Paul, and he was an encourager. He provided a way for a young disciple, young apostle, to come along even after he went home, homesick. The apostle Barnabas was an encourager. And you know, we can sometimes take some scriptures out of context, but I do believe in the power of the Word of God. And, you know, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In every season, the good or the bad, I can do these things because of who strengthens you and me. We are not alone in this. There are other Christians out there as well. And we need to rely on each other. You need to find a good friend whom you can trust, who offers you sound advice and can provide you with critical thinking in your life. Someone who can look at all the aspects of your life and tell it to you to your face, to be honest and frank with you. We need those people. We need the encouragers and the ones who will challenge us. But be careful who you choose to be your encourager. Make sure that you know this person, that you trust this person, and that you can open up. You can be yourself around them. You can be honest, and they're not going to hold it against you or use it as ammunition later on. They're going to be there to see you through it. They're going to be there to provide you hope and provide you those situations in your life when you need friends the most. Encouragement is not just a pie in the sky thing, but with tangible encouragers around us, not necessarily yes people, but encouragers around us, we can face all sorts of obstacles in this life. When the going gets tough and the tough get going in your life, will you back down when those situations get hard? With encouragers around you, you won't. You will be strengthened. You will have the fortitude to avoid the traps and avoid the negativity that you used to succumb to. We fill our lives with the positive. We get rid of the negative. We surround ourselves with encouragers, not necessarily yes people, but people who will who will constructively criticize and help us along the path to become better people, better images of Christ. We need encouragers. You cannot do this alone. You are not by yourself in this. So today, that's the third prescription. First, empty out the negative. Second, fill your life with the positive. Third, surround yourself with encouragers. And lastly, talk to others. That's the fourth encouragement, the fourth area. And it's a part of praying too. You need to pray about these things. Pray that the Lord will speak to you, that will lead you, and He will provide the right people in your path. It's not necessarily the same thing as the encouragers. Talk to other Christians, maybe more mature in the faith. Talk to those who have been around the block or two and understand the situations you're going with. Seek out wisdom of others. And sometimes you want to call these people mentors. Seek out mentors. Not Mentos. No, that's a mint. Seek out mentors. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "Therefore, do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." And how do we renew that? How do we grow? We learn together. Iron sharpening iron. We strengthen one another, and we seek out the right people in our lives. We are here. We are alive. We are the very life and breath of Jesus Christ here on earth. When Jesus, before he left this earth, he breathed on his disciples. It's not some gross thing, like, oh my gosh, he breathed on them. Yeah, he was like, hey, smell my breath. That's not what he was doing. He was instilling in his disciples his very presence. And so when he left this earth, the disciples, they gathered together, they prayed, they were asking the Lord what was next, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them. And He can still do that to us today. We are God's people. And I want to encourage you today, I want to empower you today, that no matter what you're going through right now, no matter what the struggle is, get these prescriptions in your life. Filter out the negative. Fill your life with the positive. Surround yourself with the encouragers and talk to others. Seek out wisdom. Seek a mentor. Become a disciple of one who is further on in the Christian faith than you. We are more than conquerors. Do you believe it? We are more than conquerors. This concludes our Pondercast today. Thank you for tuning in. And again, please subscribe, share with your friends, and let us know what you think. If you have any questions or comments, please subscribe. Please write us to let us know what you're thinking. We want to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in today on the Pondercast. We're never gonna let it